Hello and welcome to the May 26th edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borg from Quito, and I'm joined today by NAREIT Senior Economist Calvin Schnorr for a check-in on the economy and commercial real estate. Calvin, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
So REITs have wrapped up their reporting of first quarter earnings, and last week NAREIT published the T-Tracker, a comprehensive summary of REIT earnings and operating performance. Most of the first quarter predated the COVID crisis, but stay-at-home orders and store closures spread through the month of March. How did the COVID crisis affect REIT performance?
Well, even though the impact of the crisis really only hit the last month or so of the quarter, REIT earnings were down in the first quarter overall. FFO fell 9.0%. Now, about half of the decline was from the lodging and resorts because the travel sector for the economy as a whole was one of the first areas that shut down. The results were very different across the various property sectors. We saw a big decline in lodging resorts. Regional malls were also had a decline in earnings. And most other property sectors had modest declines in FFO. But then on the other hand, you had some sectors that were in positive territory. The industrial REITs that have the logistic facilities that facilitate e-commerce shipments, they had a 21.7% increase in FFO over the prior quarter, so very strong results. The single-family home sector had FFO up 7.0%. So the overall picture was weak earnings, but it was pretty concentrated in a couple of sectors.
So what messages does the T-Tracker send about the future?
Well, the first thing is that the T-Tracker from the first quarter was really pretty backward-looking. Most of the economic impact of the stay-at-home orders and store closures are going to be felt in April and May. So we're expecting the second quarter results are going to be quite a bit weaker. But if you look at the other parts of the T-Tracker, it showed that REITs had robust operating performance, and they have strong financial base in the second quarter, entering the second quarter. In the operating performance, their occupancy rates remained very high. Occupancy rates dipped 30 basis points and are just about a half percentage point below their record high. So that means that they still do have the tenants in place in most of the properties. That's going to help them with their income. They also have very low leverage. REITs raised a lot of capital during the decade since the great financial crisis, and they extended their debt maturities. So that means that financially they're not going to be facing a lot of near-term cash crunch from refinancing debt maturities. That's going to give them financial resiliency to get through this crisis.
And what are some of the things that you're looking out for in the week ahead?
Well, this week we start to get some news about economic activity in April, which is likely to be the worst month in terms of consumer spending and business spending. On Thursday, we'll get a report on the durable goods orders. It comes out 8:30 a.m. Thursday. And the consensus view is for a 20% decline, which would be a very sharp drop. We'll also get news on shipments of non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft and parts, which is the main component of business investment. That's also projected to be down quite a bit. Probably the most important report, though, is on Friday we will see consumer spending and personal income for April. And spending is projected to be down about 13% and incomes being weak. And that's going to be the main driver in the expected decline in GDP in the second quarter. So we're going to get a lot better idea of just how much the economic weakness is hitting the overall economy later this week.
Okay, great. Calvin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sarah.
And for more news and analysis on REITs and listed real estate, be sure to visit NAREIT's website, REIT.com.